Good morning. Excuse me. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Follow us Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. And if you ever miss anything, you can always check it out online, joeandalexshow.com. So Liv the Web Girl found this story, and I was like, what the heck are they talking about? Because I've heard about people trying to like walk to induce a baby and to do different things to try to, you know, have the baby come out when they're like 9 months pregnant. But I've never heard anything like this. Check out this story. It's really cool.
Ever ask yourself, how do you get to a moment like this? Meet Margot Lynn Catherine Flitner. The 7-plus-pound, 20-inch reason why.
Okay. I noticed when we were hitting bumps that I felt like I was having contractions.
Little one.
Stephanie Flitner has been through pregnancy before, her first son coming a week late.
The bigger the pothole, it's bigger the contractions I was having.
She wasn't about to go through that agonizing wait again.
We were in the car. I got the Google map, but we were in the car for 6 or 7 hours, I think, that day, just driving around and enjoying everything the city had to offer.
While the rest of Indy is trying to elude potholes.
So Capitol's supposed to have some treats for us.
Andrew Flitner was smashing them in his off-road Jeep Cherokee, complete with lift kit, big tires, and a pregnant wife.
This is a city-responsible street.
The pair charting an aggressive course thanks to input on social media.
Reddit user said that this is the real deal.
74 miles of Indy's worst streets.
So this couple trying to induce the labor drove around for 70-something miles, hitting pothole after pothole after pothole in their Jeep just to try to shake the baby around, I guess, just to get it out. I mean, that's insane, but I've heard of other stories, though, like, not that insane, but what did you do, I guess, 833-JOE-ALEX, to try to induce labor? Like, doesn't spicy food kind of help maybe ladies induce labor?
Yeah, I've heard that spicy food helps. I heard just walking helps.
I heard sometimes flipping pancakes help, but I'm so afraid the baby could get hurt.
Ew.
I'm being real.
I know you're being real.
So it's like, you got to turn your mic on there, bro.
Didn't we once have a boss that said, Robitussin or something, cough medicine?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we had
yes.
a coworker
oh my God.
That said
I'm blanking
that.
On the name. When we were in Houston.
Robitussin, Riddler.
Oh my God. No, it wasn't Riddler.
Yes, it was.
Was it, I don't know. We don't have to say their name, do we?
Yeah, well, what's wrong with saying a name? It's not bad.
Was it Colby?
No, it was neither
I'm
one.
Pretty
oh my
sure
gosh.
It was Riddler. I wasn't
no,
even
it was
there.
Not Riddler.
Okay.
But the R&R
way,
does go together.
We had a coworker
Riddler
who
and Robitussin.
Said that they swore by Robitussin that it worked.
Oh my God, I feel like an idiot now. They're going to be I'm blanking on the name. It's not Dave.
It really
Anyways,
does not
it was one of our bosses or one of our salespeople told us about it, and I was like, "Excuse me, Robitussin?" But apparently that would help too. But that makes no sense though, because I feel like that would just put you to sleep.
Yeah.
Right? Isn't that what Robitussin is supposed to do? Knock you out?
Knock you out and like help you with the cough, which I would think that like cough syrup is not a good thing to have a lot of when you're pregnant. That's like purple drank, right?
Yeah. Hey, maybe the baby mixes it with Sprite and it's all right. 833-JOE-ALEX is our number. Also on Twitter and Instagram, it's at Joe and Alex Show.
Do you have any comes out sounding like Lil Weezy?
It's got like face tattoos. So like, yeah. Moolah, baby.
Grill.
A milli. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Hi, this is Nikki.
Hey, Nikki. What do you think about this lady that ended up hitting the potholes trying to induce the labor?
I found that hilarious. I mean, if you want to go and try anything and everything, that's great. I was moving. I wasn't trying to induce labor, but I had to move on Saturday, and apparently breaking down my bed and moving boxes threw me into labor that Sunday.
Really? So
oh
did,
my
you, did you just have a baby?
Yes.
Congratulations.
So,
oh, my gosh. Yeah, so I came home 6 weeks later to a house full of boxes and a new baby.
Well,
oh,
there you go.
That's incredible. Congratulations.
Yeah, hey, do you have any money? Porkchop's looking for a side hustle this week, and maybe he can unpack all your boxes.
Or babysit.
I know, right?
Hey,
I was like, postpartum emotions and OCD was just not working all at once.
No. I can totally understand that. Congratulations. That's a really cool story. Let's say hi to Shayna. You're on the Joe and Alex Show. You have something you did to try to induce labor?
Yes. So I tried everything that I possibly found on the internet and every book. I even tried the pothole thing. Did not work. One of the things that helped me was I read if you bounce on an exercise ball and you rub a certain part of your breast.
Okay.
I have actually heard that.
So I would spend hours bouncing up and down on an exercise ball, sitting there just rubbing, you know,
I think people pay money for that on webcams. You should have made some side hustle money there.
Yeah, get some money in his like 502 or whatever.
Now, did that work though?
Savings.
Did that actually work?
That I think it helped, but it actually did not work. What actually did the trick for me was, it sounds crazy, but I read on the internet that self-meditation can help. So the night before I took a hot bath and I ate like an entire pineapple and I self-meditated and my water broke the next morning at 10 a.m.
That's crazy. Like just focusing on the water breaking.
Mm-hmm.
Visualize it in your head.
Now, see, this is why I'm jealous that women get to be pregnant. Like, I can't do this.
Why?
Because this sounds awesome. Like, jumping on a ball,
the
like rubbing
the amount
that
of, like, pain and, like, how uncomfortable you are when you're 9 months pregnant.
Shayna, it's not that uncomfortable, is it?
Oh, no, it's extremely uncomfortable.
Exactly.
I also had twins. So
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Man, okay. Double the fun. Hey,
yeah.
Thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Maddie, apparently we've got a lot of people live today. This is great. Maddie, what'd you do to try to induce labor to have the baby?
Okay, so I was like miserable for the last month of my labor. So I decided that I heard that stress will induce labor. So I was like, well, I'm just not going to sleep or eat. And so I didn't sleep, I didn't eat all night, and eventually, like, I got really nauseous, and so I started throwing up, and they had to take me to the emergency room, and finally they admitted me. At that point, I had had, like, preterm labor for 2 solid days, and they wouldn't admit me.
Oh, my
gosh.
I'm
doing this myself, and I just would not sleep. And they had to admit me because, like, I wasn't sleeping or eating. So
wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Weren't you scared that was going to put, like, stress on the baby?
I mean, at that point, I was already very stressed. Like, I was already having trouble sleeping. I was already having trouble eating. So I was like, well, I'm just going to do it on purpose then, since
right.
I'm struggling to do both.
That's crazy.
All right. Wow. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Brandy, what did you do to bring the baby around?
I bounced on a yoga ball. And also, they say that intercourse also helps induce labor. So that too. And my son, he was extremely stubborn with wanting to come out. And so
I don't blame
I
him. If I got things
so
coming at me, I wouldn't want to come out either. It would seem dangerous.
Traumatized from that early
and he
vision.
Was like close to like 9 pounds when he was born. So carrying him was like almost carrying like 3 bowling balls, it felt like. And it was just like, he's got to get out. Like, you need to come out today. Eviction notice, that's it. Like, no more.
Is your son, like, having any resentment towards you? Because, honestly, that would be, like, the most traumatic. Like, the first image you have as a baby is, oh, no, watch out!
No, he is a mama's boy through and through. So whatever I did didn't affect him. A lot of people told me, like, to do castor oil, but that's, like, super dangerous to do. So I was like, no, I'm okay with that. So I'll just bounce on this big yoga ball,
and then boom, there goes the baby. Hey, thank you, Brandy. Now, we just heard that it was dangerous, but Caitlin, you did the castor oil.
Yeah, so I've done castor oil. It didn't work, obviously. I tried bouncing on the ball. I tried walking, potholes, literally tried everything.
Wait. Castor oil, isn't that like a motor,
no,
like motor oil?
No.
AutoZone?
No,
something?
It's like, it comes from a bean. I really don't know what it's really used for, but it's like a dark oil.
Okay, as long as it's not like Castrol GTX, that's what it sounded like.
I've never heard of that.
Interesting.
Yeah, my sister told me about it, and she tried it, and it didn't work for her. But
so did anything help?
No, nothing. Like flipping pancakes didn't help. Nothing.
Well, at least
I want a due date.
Are you still pregnant?
Huh?
Are you still pregnant, like right now, or was this a while
ago? No, this was 3 months ago. He came on his due date, actually.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Having that baby. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show.